You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This track is Newtown. Very, very hearty stuff. That's Newtown by Daff, and we have got the wonderful Kelsey and Mia from the band on the line. Kia ora koutoua, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, we're good. How are you?
Good. Great to chat with you both as you prepare to head up to Tāmaki to play a gig this Friday with Memory Foam and Lesbian Death Sluts from Hell. This is in celebration of your Forever EP. Tell us a wee bit about the current lineup of Daffin, because I know you've had a sort of rotating cast of a few people over the last couple of years. Who's currently in the crew?
Yeah, so it's us two, Joel, Sasha, and we've just got a new drummer just in time for the tour.
Nice.
Riley from Mirror Ritual.
Oh, awesome. That is a great little gang you've got there. And this is a really fun, really rungus, very Pōneke hard record. Tell us a wee bit about writing these tracks. Is it a very collaborative process, or what's the kind of genesis point of a song?
I say it usually starts with Joel making lyrics, or sometimes, how did we start writing Newtown?
Joel had all the lyrics in Newtown, which is often how the songs come through, and he'll sort of have like an idea of the rhythm of it, and then we sort of just come around him, you know, repeating his lyrics, and we find a song. But we've recently been doing some where we all sort of write the lyrics and start from scratch, which is fun. But Newtown was probably Joel like had it in his like notes app, and like a really like quiet recording on his on his phone of what he wanted it to sound like.
Yeah, that's a classic sort of, you know, the sort of 90s notebook has been replaced by a sort of 2020s notes app brain dump sort of scenario, eh?
Sometimes he's just walking somewhere and he'll just send us a clip of him, like a voice message of him. It's real crackly and it's just him kind of singing a hook, but he's like, I reckon this would be really good in the song.
Nice, I love that. I love the sort of instantaneousness of it too. But there's something that feels so joyful and cathartic and fun about playing these songs as a band, because obviously you've all kind of had various projects and sort of genre hopped a little bit as individual musicians. So coming together for Daffam, it feels like just like a lot of fun. Is that probably a fair assessment of it?
Yeah, I'd say we're a pretty fun band.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we are always sort of grooving together.
What's the scene?
We're the cutest band.
The cutest band in all of Wellie. What is the scene for this type of music like down in Pōneke? Because I kind of know what our Auckland scene looks like, but who are kind of some of the other crews you perform with or that you sort of bounce sounds around with down in Wellie?
Played a couple of gigs with Siri.
Yeah,
which love Siri. Also lots of fun. I think we love pairing up with bands that have a really fun energy on stage and can like play off the crowd like that.
For sure. We're playing with Cherry Bomb when we play in Pōneke, which is going to be really exciting. They're also big energy.
I think that's a really nice thing to find bands that, as you said, are kind of on the same wavelength as you, there to have a good time, a loud time, and a fun time as well. Maybe not take yourself so seriously, but still make some seriously great music in the process. What's it like touring around with your crew and also bringing these sounds to different cities? Is it an interesting experience?
Oh, this is actually my first tour ever.
Ooh, so an interesting experience for sure then.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Kelsey describes it as like a big sleepover with all of your favourite people. So I'm going to be buying face masks.
Nice, very nice.
How do you find it, Kelsey?
It's fun and groovy. Like, I get excited about the idea that we're all going to sort of like be like, good night, sweet dreams, and then wake up in the morning and like have that time together as well. But I think it's like equal parts fun and equal parts kind of like weird and like, how are we doing this? Like a 10-hour drive and then playing a show.
Yeah.
It's like scary, but also it's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun, yeah. Yeah, it's quite a surreal thing when you start to break it down. Touring around New Zealand is quite an experience, eh? sort of sweaty, silly fun. Very good time. You've got some great bands playing with you up here in Tāmaki, Memory Foam and Lesbian Death Sluts from Hell. Two extremely ruckus in their own distinct ways. Have you played with them before? Have you seen them play before?
I've seen Memory Foam play a few times, and they are always so great. Amazing energy.
Yeah, hard. But is it your first time for seeing Lesbian Death Sluts play?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was
nice.
A bad name like that.
Yeah.
Amazing. You can't go wrong.
And I've heard so many good things about their music as well, so I think that's going to be super fun.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited to see it all. It's going to be a very loud, very fun evening at Whammy Backroom. We've got Vampires lined up to play here, which is really short, really sharp song. It's only 55 seconds long, but I really love it. There's something sort of earwormy and fascinating about it. What's this track kind of touching on?
Joel, it's really funny because we often will like play songs with Joel for years and then be like, what are the lyrics about? And I think... it's sort of about like I think one of the verses is about gas companies like trying to like bludgeon money. The idea that there's all these sort of like corporations that are trying to like take money from you, and that they're like, they're vampires.
Righteous.
Yeah. So we made a really fun music video for it on like a handy cam.
Oh, cool.
Well, like the 2000s, where we all turn each other into vampires.
Love it. That is fantastic. I'm super excited to see you guys play up here. Thank you so much for chatting with us this morning, Kelsey and Mia from Daffam. We're going to play vampires now.
Thank you.
Tickets are from Under the Radar for this show, but where can people get the music from?
Probably Bandcamp.
Probably
Bandcamp.
Yeah,
maybe
nice.
Spotify.
We're working on the Spotify.
Yeah. Did we just follow us on Instagram or Facebook or something, and there'll definitely be information of how to get it. Or listen to the radio.
Well, yeah. Hard out. Listen to the radio. Hey, thanks, guys. Have a great tour up here, and we'll see you on Friday. Ka kite.
Awesome. Thank you
bye.
So much.
Ka kite. Can't you. Nothing to talk about, don't come to bear. Vampire, 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 vampire. Too far can't fly with life to slam. Tucking up my feelings, I'll try my earnings. Earnest kid in Copenhagen, this is a good thing. Vampire, 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 vampire. I'll swear the money goes out for his no no. How to kill his dead eyes, if you're messing full of lies. There are problems with the vampire, 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 fuck off.
Daffam with Vampires. You can catch them this Friday at Whammy Backroom. It's going to be rungus and very, very fun.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.